tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 0319.
Whoa.
Wow. 319. It is a Wednesday.
Hump.
I am Gatch Humpagus, the Indian of the podcast.
I'm Terry Gile. I'm not an Indian, but I'm a Humpagopagus.
Yep.
We've got some guests. Just one of them. One guest in the studio today. Super fan Jared Nelson. How you doing, Jared?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah.
We're blasting some old school Void from Dead Fish White by request of Jared here. This is a reality lockout. I hadn't heard this song for years, and once you asked to have it, I dug it out and found it. It's just weird to listen to this. You know, it's 21 years ago.
Wow.
22 years ago. Wow. That's as old as my child.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's a long time ago.
That is.
Well, pretty rocking for the time, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's still today.
Yeah, a little bit. I hate the production. I hate the guitar tones and stuff like
that.
But we were just happy to be in a studio recording something. We didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like shit. So, yeah, I'm going to be totally honest right now and let the listeners know that we've been on vacation.
We have.
I missed it. We have not recorded a podcast since December 23rd. And we stocked them up so we could take some time off for the holidays and spend some time with our families and do that kind of stuff. So we're glad to be back. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad to be back.
You glad to be back, Jared?
Yeah.
It's the first time he's been on the show of 2013.
Well, did you have an exciting holiday season?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What did you do for Boxing Day?
I don't know what Boxing Day is.
It's the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
On our podcast, we almost got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just chilled at my house the day after Christmas. Yeah.
Right on.
Boxing Day actually is a Canadian holiday where you box stuff up and put it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you store. It's like a spring cleaning thing.
I thought it was like actual fighting day.
Nope.
Fighting around the world.
Well, you could fight over what to put away.
Did you get any cool Christmas presents, man?
Yeah, from my parents. I got Pantera, Far Beyond Driven on CD. And
cool.
I got Metallica, Ride the Lightning on CD.
Old school metal. Nice. For sure.
Nice, man.
What about you, Dust? You getting cool gifts?
I got some knives.
Knives?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, don't be going on an airplane.
I can't take them on an airplane.
I know.
I don't even know if I could take the blister pack on an airplane that they came in.
So what are they, like cooking knives or are they like hunting knives?
No, they're KitchenAid
nice knives. I got the Santaku knife, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's got a nice shaft knife and then a parry knife. It's just three-piece.
Three knives?
Yeah.
Cool.
They got sheaths. Then I got some paints because I want to start painting again.
Huh. Cool.
And some Jägermeister.
You got a fifth or something?
No, like a little couple sample bottles.
Oh, wow. What's going on with the music there?
I don't know.
I used to think he said, gaining much weight. Now Lance will say he's gaining much weight. Listen. He's gaining much weight.
Ah, yes,
he's gaining much weight. Actually, says again, I must wait. I got a couple cool things for Christmas. My daughter got me this huge book. That's an actual book. It's not for my Kindle. It's the Stephen King Encyclopedia.
Whoa!
And it's like,
did he write the encyclopedia?
No, it was written. It's just a compilation of like all the characters in his books and all the places that his movies have been filmed, all the ways people die in his movies, just weird, different things, and all of his releases. And all of his magazine little short story appearances and stuff like that. So I got some reading to do.
You know, Stephen King, he wrote the original encyclopedia.
The original encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, and I don't know if I believe that. I got some pepperoni, too.
Nice. I got a pepperoni stick, too.
I got like about 10 sticks of pepperoni. It was a deer pepperoni. Uh-huh. Pretty good. And I got a shaver, too.
I see you used that recently.
I did. I got rid of my beard after 2 months. Mm-hmm. It was getting crazy. It's made by Philips. No, you don't like those guys.
I know. Well, Philips Norelco. Norelco's a good brand, but even though Philips owns it.
Yeah, is that why?
I thought so.
All right, so it's a hump day. Get out there and do some humping, you guys. And this is the first episode we've actually recorded in the new year of 2013.
It is. Did you watch, what did you do for New Year's?
I went to Washington, actually. Uh-huh. We drove up there and saw Rebecca and Jason and hung out at their friend's house and basically did what we would do at home, but we were out of our element, so it was kind of cool.
Right on.
It was really cool up there. Yeah, it was all right. We had a good time. Hung out with a couple of guys from a band, Drown Mary. You heard of those guys before, Jared? Drown Mary. They're from from Seattle or Everett, but they play in Portland a lot. They did the Jägermeister tour a couple times. Well, not the tour, but they got to open for the Mayhem Festival and some different things like that. So we hung out with those guys for a while, and that's about it. For New Year's, what'd you do for New Year's? Oh, you went to the Dixie, huh?
Yeah, I went to the Dixie and saw Catechist, American Roulette, and a new band called Project Zero.
Right on.
Nice.
I just found a pair of tweezers in my pants.
What?
That's fucking weird, dude.
is weird.
I lost these earlier. And I was
did something and put them in your pants.
They were tucked in my fucking pants. I had tweezers, zircon-encrusted tweezers. So that new band was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, they kind of reminded me of MRSA a little bit.
Right on. Death metal-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Excellent. We didn't go to a show that night. I haven't been to a show for a while.
I didn't go to any shows. But I didn't do anything either.
Hey, you know, though, since before we recorded this, or we haven't recorded an episode since we did the Gatch game.
Oh, yeah?
Which, unfortunately, Jared didn't get to go to that. I was hoping to see you there, but you didn't make it out.
That was a good time.
Yeah. I won some stuff, even though I was a panelist, because our good friend Jeff Simpson from the Cash House came out, provided a bag full of DVDs and different stuff for
people. Yeah, that was awesome.
And then at the end, he said, if you guys want something, just take something. So I got like an Eastbound and Down DVD. And maybe we did. Did we talk about this on the show before?
No.
I don't think we did.
No.
I'm confused because of our vacation, our fake vacation.
We recorded some Zappacast last week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we talked about it, but not on the air.
Yeah.
And also, since the last time we've spoken, I did the day after Christmas, I did a comedy show down there in Eugene at the Oak Street Speakeasy. And that was a good time. Richie Stratton was the headliner. And boy, that guy's funny. He's one of those full-time comedians and not like super popular or anything, but it's his job. So that's pretty cool. And got to do a set with Danny Feltz, who is the videographer for Spicy News.
Oh, nice.
And he's got long hair and glasses kind of like mine. And he made some comment when he got on stage. I can't remember. I couldn't hear what he said, but I had mentioned something about doing some heroin earlier that night.
Yeah.
And he mentioned something about that. I was just joking, of course, because comedian.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. Good time.
I on New Year's, I watched about 5 minutes of the ball dropping.
Really?
Well, yeah, I've switched it over when there's like 10 seconds left.
They were trying to watch it up there in Everett. They were trying to to watch it, and it had Justin Bieber, and I was like, hey, guys, could you
what watch? It was, well, Lance was over, and so we flipped it over to that, and I saw what must have been the Gangnam guy talking about how he wasn't gonna be Gangnam anymore. He was retiring at that night. And there's this guy next to him, and I was like, is that Arsenio Hall? That guy looks so familiar. And it wasn't Arsenio Hall, it was MC Hammer.
He looks like Arsenio
and I thought,
Hall
who,
now?
No, well, no. I just thought, who could be less relevant these days than Arsenio Hall than MC Hammer?
I heard that Arsenio Hall got a new show now.
No, I haven't seen it, though.
I haven't
Where
seen it,
it
either. I don't know. I actually just saw a tweet or a Facebook post from my friend Seth Milstein who said that Arsenio Hall has a show again. And
nice.
He wasn't very happy about
Are
it.
Are you a fan of Arsenio Hall, Jared?
Yeah, I know who he is, but I've never seen his show. Because I was a kid when he came out in
right,
the early 90s.
The dog pound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have you seen the movie Coming to America with Eddie Murphy? I watched that the other day.
Yeah,
was on
I think
TV.
I've seen that before.
With Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy.
That was like paving the way for people like Tyler Perry.
Well, it kind of was, huh?
Yeah, because he's the multiple role-playing dude, right?
Yeah, yeah. He had that barbershop scene where him and Arsenio both played like seven roles in that movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then, of course, Eddie Murphy went on to do that later, like in...
The Clumps.
Yeah, and Norbit, I think. He played some different characters or something like that.
Arsenio, though, even in that movie, it was just like every role written for him, I think, was just to hang on the coattails of Eddie Murphy. Right?
That's what
I'm going to let you ride my coattails, but that's how what role you're going to play.
That's right. That's too funny.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about Gangnam Style. I was looking at a
Gangnam Style
article about the top words, the top most word or top most used words of 2012.
Oh, no.
The top word of 2012 was apocalypse.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And the top phrase of 2012, Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. We labeled one of our episodes Gangnam Style, and it is very popular in many different countries.
Yeah. Other top words of the years were deficit, Olympiad, and Bacton. Do you know what Bacton is?
No.
It's a cycle of 144,000 days in the ancient Mayan calendar. And the number five is meme.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a word meaning a repeated idea, usually applying to online humor.
A repeated idea?
Yeah.
I just thought it was just a picture that just, I guess it's repeated.
I thought it was just a picture of Gene Wilder.
So, I don't know. What was the one you said before that? Bacton?
Bacton.
I'd never heard that before.
Me neither.
How could that be the most overused word? Have you heard that word, Jared?
No, I haven't
spelled
heard it
before. B-A-K-T-U-N.
Yeah, I haven't heard that word.
I think they're lying to us right now.
Yeah, they are.
Probably.
The other good phrase besides Gangnam Style was fiscal cliff. We're not going to talk about that, though. Let's talk about something cool.
You know what, though? Fiscal Cliff Clavin.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fiscal Cliff.
That's all I got.
Fiscal Cliff Robertson.
You ever went to watch Cheers when you were younger?
No, I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Oh, man, you can watch the whole series on Netflix.
That's where everybody knows your name.
Yep, it is.
Fiscal Cliff.
Clavin.
So did you hear
Norm.
Some kid, a little like 7 or 8 year old girl, got a new tablet from her mom
for Christmas.
And she took the packaging off and it said it was brand new, never been used. And she turned it on and went into her bedroom to use it. And then she came out saying, Mom, what's this? And there was two hardcore porn videos on there of this chicken rammed up the ass. And she's like, what's this? And she bought it online from Target because they didn't sell them in the stores. Mm-hmm. So they claimed that it was an unused thing, right? And so they took the wrapper off. It was sealed and everything. And so this little girl is like, the lady's pissed. She wants to sue Target and stuff because this girl saw something. What are they doing, Mommy?
Nice.
So wouldn't that, I don't know if someone from the store or the factory might have been testing it out.
Maybe. Well, you have to set it up though when you first get it, right? Before you do anything, you gotta set it up.
Yeah, I'm thinking she probably had Dad set it up for him. And he was just testing it out to see if it was working. He tried to watch him, but he accidentally pushed download.
I know that some online retailers, they will sell stuff that has been returned as new sometimes.
But it'll usually say refurbished. Well, maybe.
But some of them get kind of tricky. And they, you know, I mean, if it looks like it was new and, you know, I mean, maybe they just put a new sticker on it that made it look like new.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like they didn't like it and they thought, well, I don't want to take back an open product, so they just, like...
Yeah, put some porn on it and sell it to a kid.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Slayer?
None.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you?
I saw them once when they played in Hillsborough with Testament and Megadeth. I think that was in, like, 2010 or something.
Right on.
Wow.
Dustin had put out a thing, and I just assumed because you had mentioned it that you probably had seen Slayer. He asked people to tell us
I just
their
figured that's
favorite
what
Slayer story.
A lot of people, you know, I just want a question that someone will answer.
Yeah. But nobody really answered it, though, did they?
No, not on there, really. Well, a couple of people tried to, and I said to call, and then...
Yeah, like my new voicemail, if you call my phone now, it says, why are you calling me? Just text me, God. Which is kind of funny, I guess. So did you have any specific thing that happened that stuck out in your mind while Slayer played? What was your favorite moment of the show? Like, did they do your favorite song as an encore, or what was
I liked their last couple of songs, because they did old school ones. Like, they did Chemical Warfare and Rain and Blood, and then they started being a pit. Because most of their set, nobody was pitting.
Really?
Yeah, but during Testament, during their whole set, there was a lot of people doing circle pit and stuff.
I wonder why they weren't pitting that much. Getting old. The Slayer fans are too old.
Yeah.
Did you know that Tom or I will not headbang anymore ever?
Yeah, was he banging his head
at
the show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because he had that neck surgery.
Yeah, that's right. And then they had to reschedule it.
Ah. And they didn't have Jeff Hanneman, did they, either?
I heard they're just going to...
Oh, did they?
Yeah. This was in September 2010. And then I think after that, they did a couple more shows, and then
his finger got
when that happened.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I've seen some, or talked to some people who saw him with Gary Holt, and I just wondered if you did, because I never have got to check him out with their replacement guitarist, which is the guy from Exodus, so I'd kind of like to see, I'm sure they have some videos out there of it. But we did get a response, though, on our hotline. We haven't had many calls. We've been not recording. We've been on vacation, and we only got one person, actually two people, but I think we'll save the other person for Friday's episode. But we did get a Slayer story, actually two Slayer stories from Dano from the Athearchist, and I listened to these already. I was blown away. I thought it was awesome. Let me make sure I got all my ducks in a row before I jump the gun. But
do you want me to read the transcript first?
You should, because it's funny. It doesn't make any sense. But in case any of you listeners don't know who the Athearchist are, they're a two-piece thrash metal band from Eugene that's not really playing right now. They used to drive around the country in a mobile stage and just roll up to places and play, and that's kind of what this story has to do with. They rolled up where a couple of the members of Slayer were hanging out and started playing some Slayer songs. We'll let Dano tell the story after Dustin reads the crazy transcript.
Hey, what's going on? This is Edible. Hey, Kate Kendall. Hey, Jay. And it and Change Batch, Dr. Trash, or Roll, don't check my wall anyway. So I got a little story for you guys. I saw Meal Book of Faces that you guys are asking for. I saw that Slayer moment. Ever, and the one that pertains to me dates back to Zibby, and then it kind of goes, Kerry J. Dave. They were about ready to play Raven Blood.
Raven?
Yep.
Let's just let Dano tell the story, because that doesn't sound too... Yeah. So, Dano from the Athearchist.
Hey, what's going on? This is Danimal, a.k.a. Dano, a.k.a. fucking...
Drunkard. He's trashing.
King Trash. Dr. Trash.
Mr. Trash.
Oh, God, don't take my wallet. Anyway, so I got a little story for you guys. I saw on the old Book of Faces that you guys were asking for thoughts on best Slayer moment ever. And the one that pertains to me dates back to about January 2010. It was my birthday. It was January 8th. And Aaron and myself had the mobile stage down in the Los Angeles area. This was before we had it wrapped up or anything, and I'll get into detail later. Guitar Center had the drum off that was going at the Henry Fonda Theater, and Dave Lombardo was one of the featured drummers, and him and Kerry King were there, and we thought it was a great idea to go and play in front of this Guitar Center drum off, and we were going to play Rain and Blood. And so Kerry King and Dave Lombardo are standing up front of the Guitar Center drum off, and me and Aaron roll up, and we had at the time we had just gotten done with Uproar, and we volunteered to put some deagles on the mobile stage.
Deagles.
Which consisted of a couple Rockstar energy drink stars, the Uproar logo, and Missing Children, from Child Find USA, that.
Did he just put up pictures of missing children?
So we rolled in front of this place. We roll up the door. We had a fog machine. Fog's pouring out of the mobile stage. We start going in red and blood, and we get stopped. And respectfully so, we stop. And we can hear Kerry King and Dave Lombardo screaming in the background, "Keep playing." So then that encouraged everyone else that was out front to scream, "Keep playing." And then they started screaming for a drum solo. So, I mean, I played amply. I didn't play anything that, you know, would have got me embarrassed and laughed at. And we proceeded to roll on, respecting their wishes. Well, we got a phone call from one of the roadies that was helping out. So we get a phone call from one of these roadies that's working at this function. And they say, you know, you guys are the talk of backstage and all, but they're saying the reason why they told you to stop is because you had rock star energy drink paraphernalia. Well, but now to our knowledge, it was a monster energy drink function. So they have huge beef. And me and Aaron just kind of look at each other and we go, we should roll back around and play again. We just had Dave Lombardo and Kerry King screaming at us, telling us to keep playing. We should probably keep playing. So then we rolled back around. We played and we did a drive-by and we did it in the name of Rockstar. And after that, we had access to the Inside Festival because of said roadie that had some pull. She's a sweetheart too, man. I mean, anyway. So we get back there and we're talking to Dave Lombardo and he loves the idea of the mobile stage. We're talking about drums. I mean, I am pointing for oil. My musical penis is so erect at this point. And so we had this plan to play out in front of the Rainbow Room, which is a few miles down, and we don't get stopped there. They love us there. We've done it before. So we roll in front of the Rainbow Room after the Guitar Center drum off, and we start playing. We're playing original music at this time, and who do I see that comes up and just starts headbanging in front of the mobile stage, in front of the drum kit? Yes, Dave Lombardo from Slayer places his talented, is an understatement, his talented hands on the mobile stage and starts headbanging like he's some old school trashing pusher that just gets off on music. I can honestly say that was the best birthday I have ever had in my life. Yeah, I mean, the guy was totally cool. I mean, even you can catch the video, I'm sure, on Facebook or on YouTube if you type in Atheargus. Play the Sunset Strip again or something like that. You can clearly see that there's this figure that comes up, puts his hands up, headbangs to the mobile stage, and in the background, you see Vince Neil in the background.
You keep repeating
getting hung up on what appears to be his woman, and he's sidestepping to see the mobile stage, and it's a hoot. That hands down favorite Slayer moment. I'll call back in with another one.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Because it's going to take too long, and you probably got to separate these. But anyway, if you're not listening to the TAC podcast, there's something fucking wrong with you, and you should probably get your goddamn head checked. Listen to these guys, and whatever you do, don't believe a fucking word they say about me.
He's a piece of shit.
Unless you know me, then shut the fuck up.
And play your guitar.
Hey, thanks, Dano, for calling in. That was the longest call ever.
I know. That was awesome.
That was like almost a 7-minute call, but a great story.
Wow.
Indeed. That topped any of my Slayer stories. I never met him or anything.
Yeah.
Seen him a ton of times, but
yeah,
good stuff.
Have you ever met him, Jared?
No.
Bummer. Mm. I heard they're just down-to-earth regular people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it. Right? I mean, I've seen them on videos and stuff talking, and don't they? I've seen like them do like lessons on some of their songs, right? On YouTube,
probably. I haven't seen that, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I think it's an independent guy that goes around and gets stars to do like, hey, show me the song, how you do it, and
yeah,
puts them up there, and fans go wild. How the metal community and fans are so tight-knit.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, have you guys ever heard the notion that dolphins rape people?
No.
No.
Google that shit.
All right.
They have prehensile penises. You know what that means?
Pre what?
Prehensile. Prehensile.
Does that mean that...
Like a monkey has a prehensile tail, sometimes they can grab something with it. So their penis, they can like grab stuff with it.
Wow. Wouldn't that be crazy if it had an opposable thumb, too?
Yeah, yeah. They'd be opening doors and raping people. But no, apparently there's these stories on the internet that like that they actually rape people.
Yeah.
That there's been like 18 rapes per year by dolphins.
Well, why are they swimming around naked with the dolphins?
Oh, I think their prehensile penis just pulls their shorts right down.
Oh, okay.
I'm not too sure. See, I got turned on to this whole notion by that guy, Richie Stratton.
You got turned on?
I got turned on by it. Richie Stratton, the comedian from Portland who I did that show with, was talking about it, and he told me to Google it, and I obliged, and boom, there it was. Some people claim that it's not really true, but I'm not going to go swimming with a dolphin.
I saw a picture online of a horse all up on the backside of a cop with his big old wang sticking into his butt.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
He was humping a pig.
He was. Have you seen that picture, Jared?
No, I haven't seen that picture.
I think it was on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think about horse cops? Cops on horses. Do you think that's legitimate? You ever seen those guys in Portland? There's actually cops that ride horses.
Maybe for, like, pedestrian traffic, right?
I mean, could you see one in a full-on... chasing after a predator?
Well, not after, like, a car. Or even on that, I couldn't imagine, like...
Or like a cop on a horse chasing a fucking double-decker bike. Have you seen those double-decker bikes?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You haven't been to Portland recently, huh? Uh-huh. So these hipsters, but they're not hipsters if you ask them, because a hipster will never admit that they're a hipster.
Yeah.
They weld two bike frames together and then rig up the chain to where the top pedals runs down to the bottom pedals, and it's like it's a double-decker bike. Crazy. They crash a lot and hurt themselves, too.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm surprised. I'm sure it'll be on some episode of Portlandia. Did you either of you guys catch the episode Friday?
No.
Two episodes, actually. Two brand-new episodes. Can't remember right now who the special guests were, but it was pretty funny. Some of it not so funny, but if you know Portland, it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Totally making fun of those people. The last big-time show you went to, Jared? Not like a bar show or... Am I trying to say, like, at a bigger venue or a more known band?
The last two shows I saw more known bands. I saw Floater when they were at Whiteside in Corvallis, and then a couple months back I saw Psychedelic Furs at Aladdin Theater.
Now we were talking about you posted some videos, and I was trying to remember what their like biggest hit was.
Their biggest hit was Pretty in Pink. It was redone for that movie in like '86.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, and was directed by John Hughes, who did Home Alone.
Oh,
yeah, that was like his debut.
Which I think, next to Die Hard, is probably the best Christmas movie ever. Home Alone 1.
Yeah.
You ever watched that recently? Like, I watched it.
I've never watched it.
What? Where's my thing? What? Seriously?
Yeah, I've never watched it.
Now, just try to discard the fact of who Macaulay Culkin is today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I discard the fact of who he was because of who he was back then, because he was the guy in Home Alone.
Oh. Maybe next Christmas you can take the chance to watch it. Dude, it's hilarious. It is it's an LOL movie. It makes you laugh out loud. Pesci and that Daniel tall guy. I don't know what his last name is. I can't remember.
Daniel Lewis.
Is it? Daniel Day-Lewis? No.
No, it's Daniel Lewis.
Oh, okay. I believe you. But they're funny. It's hilarious. You can't believe some of the things that kid puts those guys through.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
And I think that was before like Joe Pesci got all hardcore on like Casino and stuff like that, wasn't it?
No, I think Goodfellas had come.
Really?
Goodfellas the Casino was after.
Ah, so it must have been right around the same time. Also, I wanted to, before I forget, cover a few celebrity deaths. One, way too young to go, and a guy from metal bands. Are you familiar with Rigor Mortis? You ever heard that band?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and then the guy went on to play with Ministry. His name's Mike Scacia. Passed away at 47. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Who?
The guitarist from Ministry, and he used to play for Rigor Mortis.
I had no idea.
And they were just getting ready to... do a reunion with Rigor Mortis. They were an 80s thrash metal band. Have the tape. That's actually, we'll get to that later. It's in my tape player right now. I'll have to try to burn a copy when I get some discs that I can burn from tape to disc, because I can't find those CDR music discs. Do you have to buy those for you? Do you have a component CD burner? How do you
CD plus Rs, right?
I'm not sure. How do you burn tapes and records onto CD?
I have a turntable that has a built-in tape player and a CD recorder.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. That works well. See, I have a component CD player, a Philips, and you run a line into it, but you have to have a certain kind of... You can't just get the regular CDRs. But anyway, I should turn you on to some rigor mortis because those guys are killer old-school thrash metal from the 80s. Anyway, the dude's 47 years old. He's been in ministry since 91. They were on stage playing, and he just had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
Yeah. And some people were saying that it was because of a strobe light that he had a seizure and that he had asked them two or three times to turn the strobe lights off because they were giving him a headache and making him feel nauseous. So I don't know if the family's going to try to take any legal action, you know.
Yeah, well, if he did ask them to and they didn't, why wouldn't they?
And then he died. It'd be different if he didn't die.
Yeah.
Also passing away recently, Jack Klugman, Quincy, dead. At 90. Mm-hmm. Lee Dorman from
Quincy.
You know Quincy? Jack Klugman, Odd Couple. Remember that show, Quincy?
Vaguely. It was a little bit before my time.
He was a medical examiner.
Yeah, Quincy medical man.
Quincy M.E., I think is what it was.
But wasn't there a...
No, you're thinking of Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Yeah.
Dr. Quincy, medicine medical examiner. That sounds like a good Saturday Night Live skit. We just morphed two of them together. Anyway, Jack Klugman and Charles Durning. Do you remember him? Another old actor.
God,
I think he was in Airplane with...
I don't know.
He's dead, too. And Lee Dorman from Iron Butterfly, also dead.
Ouch.
Yep.
Flowers and Beads.
Flowers and Beads. Yeah, that's an Iron Butterfly song. Good
Flowers and Beads, run bang.
So, shit, what else has been going on anywhere with you guys? Jared, what's been going on with you?
Jared, have you ever heard any other Iron Butterfly song other than Inagata De Vita?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you heard the Slayer version of Inagata De Vita?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
did you see the version on The Simpsons when they did it in the church?
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking hilarious.
17 minutes later.
Yeah.
Have you heard Slayer Do Born to Be Wild?
No.
It's not very good. I could play part of it for you guys if you want. I don't know how many listeners out there would be offended because why would Slayer Do Born to Be Wild? They did it for a NASCAR thing on ESPN, which is also not acceptable. What are you guys doing selling out?
Yeah, Patti Page died. Did you mention her?
No. Who's Patti Page?
She was an American pop singer who rose to fame in the 50s with their famous ballad Tennessee Waltz.
The name sounds familiar, but I'm not really big on those old-school country chicks. Yeah. Huh.
You know Ray Collins?
Yeah. I'd mentioned him. Well, maybe we didn't mention him because we've been on vacation. Former Mothers of Invention also passed away, Ray Collins. I think I mentioned it to you, doing a Zapotec cast bonusode all about Ray Collins.
Hmm.
Maybe within the next week, but it'd be a month until it came out because we're a little bit... We're catching up. So.
Whatever. Norman Schwarzkopf.
Who's that? Political guy?
Yeah.
I'm glad he's dead.
What about Frank Calabrese Sr.?
You're just pulling names out of your butt.
He was a noted hitman for the mob.
Okay. Did he kill Jimmy Hoffa?
No.
Oh. Do you have any cats?
Yeah, we have one cat.
Ooh. Is it indoor cat?
Yeah.
I have two indoor cats. We had a cat show up on our doorstep the last couple days. And
a skanky one?
No, it was a really nice long-haired cat, hippie cat, black hair, white chest, super friendly, meowing. It's 27 degrees outside last week, so my wife feels bad. She wants to bring him in. I said no. Mm-hmm. We brought her blanket out and some food. So we took it up to the, it's called Paws for a Cause. Grounds were there. You take it up there. And
they cut the fingers off and make them into luck charms?
Yeah, exactly. So we donated our cat's paws. No, they don't do that. They find good homes. They try to find good homes. Anyway, with indoor cats, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but sometimes they kind of binge and purge. They'll eat a bunch of food and then they'll throw up. Mm-hmm. Your cats puke on you.
Yeah, so, sometimes, but not that often.
Not that often, but sometimes if I'll take the cats outside to maybe eat some grass, because cats like to eat grass, they'll come out and they'll come back and puke it up. But the other day, our little cat, Lucy, she ate a whole bunch of food and then she puked it up in the kitchen, and then my wife was going to get a napkin or something to pick it up, and by the time she got back, the cat was already starting to eat it. Yeah, it was eating its nice warm vomit. Sorry to bring that up, but it just brought something to my mind at that time that's kind of like a microwave for kitties.
it warms and softens our food, because you could still see the shapes of the hard food that it had eaten, but it hadn't like turned into stomach shit yet. Are you shorted out?
Yeah, this one.
He's lost an ear.
Yeah, it was the right.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Is that better?
I don't know if it's shorting out there or there.
You hear anything?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
How's that?
That's gross.
Can you hear me, Jared?
Yeah.
All right.
It's fixed now?
Is it fixed?
I don't know.
I think so.
All right.
Before I forget, we'll get into some celebrity birthdays. We only have one celebrity and one friend.
Ooh.
Today, born on this day in 1944, Jimmy Page.
Wow.
So he's like 69.
Ooh, that's big time.
And my friend and local comedian, Josh Lay from Portland. Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday.
Hope you're listening today. I know you've listened before, but...
And Jared, happy unbirthday.
Happy unbirthday to Jared. Me and Jared have the same birthday. Our birthday
you guys
shows.
Both have the same unbirthdays, that means.
That's right.
Yep.
Ours is on a Sunday. It's sun birthday. Unday. And while I'm getting to things that I write down here, I'd like to cover what's in Hans's CD player. And I'm, I don't have my music queued up. And I bet he'd be mad if I didn't.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Yeah, let's just...
What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player?
We're
going to find that out.
Do you think that will cover for Hans?
Sure.
You think that'll be okay?
Yeah.
I think he'd be actually kind of pissed.
Zippity bippity dip bip, what's in Hans's CD player? Zippity dip dip.
I don't think that's going to work. It's actually going to have to because I can't find it right now. So Hans...
Dude, he got two half-assed ones equals a whole
exactly.
assed one.
So we're going to find out right now. He's listening to a band I don't even think I've ever heard of.
All
right,
I'm going to try to guess it then.
Good luck.
Schipple Snitz.
That's it. How'd you know?
I knew you'd never heard of that band.
He's listening to Tiger Army. Have you ever heard of Tiger Army?
No.
Yeah, they're a punk band.
Oh, good job, Jared. See, Hans, you're lucky Jared's here because he's letting us know what you're listening to. He's listening to an album called The Power of Moonlight.
Ooh.
By Tiger Army.
The Power of Moonlighting with Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
Yep. What you talking about, Bruce?
Willis.
And in my cassette deck, which has now officially changed as we're back on schedule, my turntable is out of commission for at least another day or two. I told you I was listening to Rigor Mortis from 1988. I believe it's self-titled. Shroud of Gloom, one of the great songs off that album.
Is that like you're listening to the bones settle and crack as they stiffen?
You're listening to the skin harden up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah,
rigor
I like
mortis.
That.
You like it?
Yeah.
I like that.
Then you cut up the skin into little pork rinds. I bet human rinds taste just as good as pork rinds.
Maybe.
Skin, right?
I don't know.
What do you think, Jared? Do you like pork rinds?
They're all right, but not that well.
All right, would you eat horse rinds?
No.
See,
what are the rinds made of?
Huh?
What is a rind?
It's skin. It's deep fried skin.
Okay.
And so, like, yeah, would you eat a horse rind or...
You eat chicken rind because chicken skin is on chicken. You eat that.
Yeah, chicken rind.
I had some gross banquet chicken the other day. Have you had banquet chicken?
Not in a long time.
God, I don't know
why. Well, I guess sometimes I have the banquet...
My daughter
like processed nuggets or something like
gross.
That, you know, or like patties. Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about
the
like
chicken? It's got like a breast and a drumstick and a thigh or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a 6-piece frozen chicken box.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
Yeah. Not good for you.
I didn't like it. I ate it and it was fine and it was dinner.
Is it because it's microwaved or?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, did you microwave it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no, wait. No, they cooked it in the oven.
Oh, okay.
With some tater tots.
Ooh.
What it is it's the wife not cooking dinner. She thinks that's cooking, but that's what. When you put frozen chicken and tater tots in the oven and just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
That's not cooking dinner. I want you in there slicing some tomatoes. No, I hate tomatoes. Slicing up some potatoes, pressing some burgers out, maybe getting your hand making a meatloaf. Having to stir shit while it's cooking.
Yep.
That's called making dinner.
Constant stirring for 6 minutes.
Exactly. They got those new meal minders that stir.
Yeah, really. I know.
And my buddy tried to invent that, and I think they fucked him.
Oh, really?
He spent over $20,000 on patents and fucking different
wow.
shit. It was going to be called the Mox Meal Minder, and now it's called something else. They were, like, all into it, and they were going to do an infomercial, and they were... He went to that place where they say, you have an idea and you want to invent something? Come to us and we'll steal your idea.
Oh, the little guy chiseling at the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let just anyone steal your idea. Let us steal it. Mm. Call 1-800. We'll steal your idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go to them because you don't know how to secure your idea.
Right.
And that's what they specialize in.
Exactly. Securing that shit.
Yeah. He should have went to Shark Tank. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
I would buy one of those if I had something that needed constantly stirred. The only thing I ever make like that would be gravy, and that's kind of only just like a one-minute stir thing because I don't make it. It's just,
yeah.
You know.
This is not created for lazy bachelors. It's created for busy mothers of children that are
running
around.
Oh, yeah, when you got like eight pots going on at once.
Yeah, and you got rugrats running around, crumb-sucking up, crumb-suckers, sucking crumbs off the ground. You ever heard that term, crumb? I know there's a band called the Crumb-Suckers. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not. But
I'm not familiar with that or the term.
Well, when I had a new kid when I was like 22 or 23, I was working out at a warehouse, and I came in, and my boss, he was an old-school guy, and he talked funny like this, and he was in Vietnam and this and that, and he always had different phrases, and he's all, how's that little crumb sucker doing? I was like, the what? He's like, your little crumb sucker. I had a Chrysler at the time, car. I thought maybe that was a code word
well,
for a Chrysler.
Well, I guess now that, like, they would...
Sucking crumbs up off the ground because they crawl around like a rugrat. Yeah, and I was like, did you say crumb sucker? And he's like, yeah, that little kid of yours. And I was like, oh, she's doing pretty good, it's not sucking crumbs off the ground or anything, but I'd never heard of it. And then later I hear of this kick-ass punk metal band called the Crumb Suckers, and if you haven't heard of them, you should check them out. They're pretty good. I got turned on to them by my friend Phil.
Hmm. Yeah, have you ever been out in the rain, Jared?
Yeah.
Me too. Have you ever been to where, have you ever had frogs rain on you?
No.
Any sort of animal?
No.
You know, that happens actually quite frequently.
I heard about that recently.
Yeah, fish falling out of the sky for no reason.
Meat.
Frogs. Even meat.
Animal parts, livers and shit.
Pieces of skin.
Now,
even blood.
Now, the stuff
for
that
real,
you
blood.
For the stuff that you read about that recently, did they ever have a legitimate explanation of why?
On some, but most of them, no. Like the ones with the frogs.
Oh, they said a reservoir did something.
No, the one with the frogs was they found, after it rained, a ton of frogs on all the rooftops.
Yeah, they found frogs in gutters and stuff, but people were trying to say that it was just an overflow from some reservoir is why there was.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they could get up there unless it flowed. I don't know. I guess anything is possible. You could believe any explanation.
And the other ones were like cow parts, like livers of cows.
Some were cow parts. I mean, there's just tons of products. Yeah, you know, you could look online. There's just stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. Or like, you know, some things were explained by like, if it was just a couple birds, it'd be like, you know, or a couple fish, it'd be birds carrying fish or something like that. Yeah.
But I've heard it was like a massive amount of fish falling from the sky.
Oh, yeah. And this is like happened a few times, even like back in Japan.
Now,
like
could that maybe be caused by someone fishing with dynamite?
I don't know.
And then blows
maybe.
All the fish up in the air and then they rain down somewhere else? Mm. Kind of like, did you ever watch that movie of Reno 911 Miami?
No.
Where there was a beached whale.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just going to blow it up.
Yeah.
And they blew it up, and there was just like whale blubber and whale parts falling all over.
Well, they did that. They did that on the coast in Oregon, didn't you know that?
No. They blew it up like that?
Yeah. There was a beached whale back in.
But didn't it rain like whale parts on everybody?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. You could find the thing on YouTube. It was OSU that did it. It's back in like 1980. But yeah, there's a huge beached whale over in Florence. And OSU went over there, and they didn't know how to get it away because it was stinking and was attracting all these fish or these birds, and so they put like a half a ton of dynamite under one side of it and thought that it would blow it to smithereens, or at least into chunks that the birds could eat. And it just like blew half of it up, and there was huge chunks raining, denting car roofs, and it was major
crazy.
It didn't even have the other half just still laid there.
It's too funny.
Yeah.
It's retarded why they wouldn't have known that was going to happen. It just takes common reason. What is it just going to just disintegrate into nothing?
I think they thought that it would break into like little tiny bits. Like
even tiny bits. Like,
I mean, yeah.
It's got to come down
somewhere. Considering the size of a whale a foot by a foot.
That's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
It blew it into smithereens.
I don't know. I've just never experienced any weird rain other than like bird poop.
Yeah.
Have you ever got by bird poop?
I got pooped on the face one time.
Really?
Yeah.
I got some on my head one time.
My wife got it on her hair one time. Me and my friend Bobby Jordan, shout out to him, future guest on the show from Bowel Movements podcast. We were out just horsing around in our backyard playing catch with the football or something, and all of a sudden, something went, and I didn't even really know what it was at first. Then I was like, ah, bird shit on my face. And he's like, it was funny, but it was gross. It wasn't too terrible.
Has that ever happened to you, Jared?
No.
Never been shit on by a seagull or anything? Yeah, weird. That's good. You're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah.
Have you ever fed an Alka-Seltzer to a seagull?
No.
That's rude.
Is it rude?
It kills them.
Well, I don't know if that's...
I don't know if that's rude.
Yeah, I don't know if that's rude.
It's a murderous.
It's a little immoral.
It's a little murderous.
Yeah.
You're acting like a crow. We saw, and not, it wasn't Don Henley or any of those guys, but we saw two eagles.
Oh, Michael Vick.
No, it was just like the actual bald eagles on the road out there by GP on the way to Corvallis from Brownsville. Uh-huh. Dude, they were huge. You see that video on YouTube about the eagle snatching up the toddler in the park?
I have not seen the video,
no. You see it?
No.
Turned out it was a fake, so you guys are lucky you didn't see it. But no, it was got like 3 million views on YouTube, and then these people came forward and said, oh, we made that video. We're from this special effects university in Canada. And if you stop it at this certain frame, you can see the wing disappears. But it just had this eagle flying around this park, and then all of a sudden it circled around and came down and just swooped up this little toddler and carried it for about 3 feet and then dropped it. Because it does that with sheep and stuff. They come down and swoop up cats and little baby lambs and shit. That's crazy.
I'll take that.
They should have some kind of horror movie about that at some point, like a Eagles of Death Metal. Or
Eagles carrying away babies.
Yeah, or just like eagles killing people and like pecking their eyes out or something like that.
Yeah, I could see it happening.
I was watching, it wasn't a horror movie, but I was watching an old, it's kind of a smuggler movie. It's called Midnight Express. Have you ever seen that? From like the late 70s? It's about a guy who got busted for trying to smuggle hash back from Thailand or Turkey.
I always confuse it with Midnight Run.
And he gets put in a Turkish prison for like 6 years or something, and then it's pretty hardcore. But that was one of the movies I recently watched. My Netflix was off for a couple days, and trying to think of what's the last good horror movie you've ever watched, Jared? Like recently?
Let me think about it. Chernobyl Diaries, I saw that a couple months back, and it was pretty good.
Is that fairly new?
Yeah, it came out in 2012.
Right on.
And it was based about what happened in Chernobyl back in the 80s.
Right.
And it was a pretty good movie.
Right on. I'll have to check that out. I've never even heard of it, but I doubt it might not even be out on video by now, huh? Well, it's 2013, I guess so. Time flies when you're having fun.
I don't know what the last horror movie I watched was. I saw on Instantflix now they got The Thing and The Fog. Maybe they already had it, though.
They probably did. I don't know.
John Carpenter. You fan of John Carpenter?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the best. You know, he did the original Halloweens, didn't he?
Yep.
And he had one in the mid-80s that wasn't that popular.
Blob.
Probably.
The Fog.
Probably, but didn't he do like, I know he did because it was called John Carpenter's House of Illusion or something like that? Or
Lord of Illusions?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
something
Clive
like that.
Barker, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
God, I'm stupid. I'm glad I got co-hosts around to keep
John Carpenter, that was his whole deal, though, is when he got started. He said, you can pay to make my movie,
but you have
it's going
to
say John Carpenter. From there on out, he had it.
Because he wrote the books, right? He wrote...
I'm not sure about that.
I think he was an author of those books and then made them into movies.
I don't know.
I don't know neither. What do you think?
I don't know. I know that the sequel to The Thing wasn't as successful to the first one.
Were both you guys big fans of like Army of Darkness and those Bruce Campbell movies?
Oh, yeah.
Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
You familiar with those? So the other day, a friend of mine that lives in town where I live saw some internet hoax, and he thought for sure it was true because he saw it on the internet that Bruce Campbell died. But he died earlier in 2012 as well and fell from a cliff in New Zealand or whatever. But
yeah.
There's just a website that you can make anybody die.
That's funny, too.
Yeah. And he was
Tim Tebow 2 broken legs.
So when he came over, he's like, yeah, we just watched Bubba Hotep, and we're going to watch Evil Dead and Army of Darkness if you guys want to come down. I was like, well, what's the deal with the Bruce Campbell marathon? He's like, oh, well, didn't you hear? I was like, no. And he's like, he died. And I was like, no, he didn't. I follow him on Twitter, and he was just tweeting, like, yesterday. And then I looked, and it said January 4th, and it was the 3rd when I looked at it. And so that, and then it's at the bottom in small print, it said, this is a generic... whatever you call it, obituary for this person. Like we talked about before, how they make obituaries for famous people before they die just so they'll have it ready, and they'll just have to adjust a little bit of stuff to make it legit.
Yeah, it was funny. I gave Tim Tebow some broken legs and Chief Winnebago.
Yeah.
I gave him something, too.
You mentioned something. Who the hell is Chief Winnebago?
I don't know. It was just a random name.
That's not a real person?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Cool, because I felt stupid.
Winnebago sounds like an Indian word, so.
Yeah, it might be. Speaking of Indian names and words, you hear that some people, they're predicting now that popular U.S. baby names are going to be stuff like hashtag and tweet and Android.
Oh, Jesus. Android.
Just call him Andy.
Okay, well, that's better than tweet.
Tweet?
Yeah. Because you're going to get called twat if your name is tweet, right?
You'd think so. They said it's based on naming data from more than 1,000 parents on their website, along with 10,000 votes from friends and family, predicting that such names such as Kindle, like K-I-N-D-L-E, like the Kindle Fire, will be popular, and that old-school grandparent-style names will be coming back, such as
Ethel.
Roy and Charles and Olive.
When did Charles and Chuck go out, though?
Florence.
Yeah, Florence.
And they said also a lot of young parents are going to start naming their kids with famous surnames such as Grant and Kennedy and Hayes. And
I can see that.
Brick.
House.
I heard a funny joke about Brick. There's a... I go fuck it up because it's been so long, but you'll have to remind me someday to tell you the Brick joke.
All right.
Simon Garfunkel Jackson, spelled J-A-X-O-N. I think they should just stick to regular names, like John, Mike.
Yep, those are two names everybody should have.
John and Mike?
Yep.
I'm glad that you agree.
Those are the only ones.
Bill.
Yeah.
Jim. Dave. Just regular names. None of this L-L. Zach.
Well, I was going to name somebody Lowell.
Lowell.
Oh,
he's hit an all-time low.
Do you think that the word twat has lost some of its offensive power because of Twitter? Do you think it's less offensive?
Some people are allowed to say twat when they're trying to say tweet it, and they tweet.
Yeah, it's less offensive now.
Yeah. As long as you're not using it in the context of like...
Well, if you're going to directly insult somebody, that's...
Say don't be a twat. Yeah. I think you can get away with saying that on Comedy Central or something like that.
Yeah.
PG-13 or whatever you want to call it.
You can
it.
Just go around and go twat, 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 twat.
You can't go around saying cunt, 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 because you're getting in trouble.
I couldn't do it.
I can't.
I can't do it.
I can't do it, Captain. I just can't hold her.
I couldn't do it.
There's too much pressure, Captain. You guys got any shows coming up that you're excited about, Jared, that you got tickets for or you're planning on going to? Are you going to go see Soulfly? No.
No. Yeah, but in February, I'm going to be going to Hawthorne Theater maybe to see Doro from the band Warlock.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that before you got here. The chick, didn't she play, you said for Warlock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's been around since the 80s, huh?
Yeah, like 82 or 83.
Yeah, for sure. So who all's playing? You said Kingdom of Fire? Kingdom Under Fire?
Doro, Sister Sin, they're from Europe, and Earth to Ashes from
Portland. Oh, Earth to Ashes,
Portland.
That's right. I got those guys confused with Kingdom Under Fire because they're playing a different show that we had talked about. But yeah, so that's on a Wednesday though, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to that maybe with my parents.
Right on. That'll be cool. I've heard a lot about her, but I've seen some old videos of Warrior, and I think I found, not Warrior. Warlock, and I found one of their old tapes like in a secondhand store somewhere, but I don't know where it is right now. I know that Keith Rowe is a big fan of Doro, and I think Leanna said that she was going to maybe get him a ticket for, I don't know if it's his birthday or what, just a ticket for a present for him or whatever, but yeah. So you guys should go check it out and listen after the show. We're going to be doing some plugs. We got a lot of upcoming metal shows and comedy shows coming up. I don't know if I mentioned you guys. I'm going to try to upstep my game on the comedy shows this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to reach out to some bookers and went out and bought some new duds so I can look respectable when I try to do it. And trying to pick some people's brains that are already taking that next step as far as doing, like, casinos and different stuff like that. So watch out for me. I'm coming for you.
All right.
I'm coming for you.
You can play at my casino.
What's it called?
Asshat Casino.
Oh, Asshat Casino. Right on. Well, I think that's going to bring us to an end here of our Hump Day episode. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. And speaking of Boo-Doo-Doo-Doo, I've been talking to author of Boo-Doo-Doo-Doo, and he might be coming on our show next month.
We got a pretty good lineup of guests coming up this month, as far as the year starting out pretty good. I think we're going to have Jesse Priest next week.
Yeah.
We're going to have Westy Weaver from Clue FM.
Yeah.
We might be getting one of the guys from 30 Pound Test to come out.
Yeah.
Former Florestyles Fall member Floyd has agreed to possibly come on the show.
Yeah.
I like it when they positively agree to possibly come on the show. But I've invited him to bring his acoustic guitar. Maybe we'll jam out a tune live on the air. So look forward to that.
Who is that?
Floyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I don't know if any of our listeners will remember or were there, but we duetted on a couple songs at the Wow Hall on the Iron Maiden tribute band show.
You duetted just like...
Let's duet.
Hello.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Dewey Cox. Huey Dewey. All right. And thanks, Jared, for being on the show with us. Maybe you'll stick around. Maybe you won't. Maybe we'll see you on Friday. We'll find out soon enough. But thanks, guys, for listening. Wow, that was loud. Thank God we have a leveler that we run this thing through. We might have blown some eardrums out there, you guys. We apologize.
I think that's how Bob Vila went down.
What, he blew his eardrums out?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob. Poor Bob. All right, listen to us on Friday. We'll be back with more nonsensical madness. And until then, just keep on humping.
And rock on.
And metal. And cyanide sausage pizza from Pizza Now. I think we forgot to mention Pizza Now. Maybe you should go eat some Pizza Now.
Go get some pizza, pizza, pizza now.
Queen and Hill, Albany, Oregon. Do it.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
What happens if you try to fart when you have a butt plug in? It just pops out. Hey, Taggets, looking for something fun to do in the next couple weeks? I'm sure you are. You don't want to be a stick in the mud, right? This Friday, January 11th, we got the Pantsless Comedy Show with your host, Mike McGowan. That's at the Cornucopia in Eugene. Headliner this month is Shane Torres from Portland. We also got Scoot Herring, who has his own podcast. You should check that out. And Mac Chase will be opening the show. It starts at 9:30. It's a free show, and it's 21 and over, once again, at Cornucopia in Eugene. Also that night, if you're in the Albany area, you should go down to the Kalapuya Brewing Company. They got the John Cage fight going on with Dave Trinkle and J.D. Monroe. It's an all-improv set of electronic live dub metal glitch. Whatever that is. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. It's a free show, too.
I thought you said it was a fight.
It's called the John Cage Fight. That's the name of their project.
Oh.
It's a two-piece all-improv thing that they've been doing. They've done it. I think this is their third show or something like that. Anyway, Saturday, January 12th at the McDonald Theater, it's Hell's Bells and Zepparella, two all-girl tribute bands, one to AC/DC, one to Led Zeppelin. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's an all-ages show as well. Advanced tickets are only $18 and $22 at the door. Also, if you're up in the Portland, Southern Washington area on that night, you should go to the Old Liberty Theater in Ridgefield, Washington. We've got the Honest Comedy Show that happens every month there with your host Tim Armstrong. We got headliner Don Frost with Tim Hammer and Brian Blank, also featuring for him. Starts at 7:30, $8 in advance, $10 at the door. And in Eugene, if you don't want to go to either of those shows, there's a great metal show going on at John Henry's. It's Fallujah, which is a touring metal band. They got locals Only Nightmares, Gene Gray, and Pantheon opening the show. Sunday, January 13th at the Ash Street Saloon, it's the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase with your host Patrick Perkins, also featuring a headliner Don Frost with Jesse Priest, Josh Lay, Scott Von Wall, Dan Weber, and Joe Hieronymus. $5 at the door, 21 and over, 9 o'clock. Friday, January 18th at the Wow Hall, it's the Arkham CD release show. If you're not familiar with Arkham, they're a Eugene-based band that's kind of a blackish death metal. They'll be playing with Lord, Facing Extinction, and Dimensionless. You can get your ticket information online for that. The 19th, that's a Saturday of January
January, McDonald Theater, we got Slightly Stupid. That will sell out, so you should get your tickets if you want to see that. Not too far away, so better check your tickets out soon. Friday, January 25th at John Henry's, it's Ninth Moon Black, Cold Blue Mountain, and Anti-Kythera. Hope I pronounced that right. I hate band names that I can't pronounce, but I'd go just to see Ninth Moon Black. It's at 9 o'clock on the 25th of January, 21 and over, $5 door. Here's a show I'm looking forward to, DRI, February 1st at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. I heard a rumor that Wehrmacht might also be on that bill at some point. If that's not your cup of tea, the same night at the Ash Street Saloon, February 1st, it's a Witch Mountain LP release show. Their vinyl is out on purple marbled vinyl. They will be having those for sale there. Also playing that night is Diesto, Solid Giant, and Red Shield. Both those last two bands are from New Orleans, so come and show some support for them. $8 at the door, 21 and over, 8:30 showtime. Saturday, February 2nd at Bronx, it's Yob with Rolling Through the Universe, which is, they're having a CD release show as well. Usnia is opening the show. Tickets for that are on sale now. Also the 2nd of February at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, it's Lewis Black. You'll want to go check that out. A very, very disgruntled, funny old dude. Also at the Arlene Schnitzer, the 6th of February, it's a Wednesday night. We got Soundgarden. If you've been waiting for the return of those guys, you should go check it out. Go out and do something fun. Don't just sit around and be a stick in the mud. And listen to the Tagcast podcast and the Zappa Tagcast. Thanks, you guys. Peace out, knockers.